Chapter 1. A Mad Woman on the Loose. Sherlock Holmes was pacing the length of the front room of Baker Street, from the bay window to the far end of the chemical experiment table and back again. There were already 4 partially consumed cigarette butts in the ashtray, 3 of which had been broken before being entirely smoked. 3 more were scattered on the tiles in front of the hearth, and a haze of tobacco smoke filled the room. His face was clouded by a deep scowl. "Come now, Holmes," I said, "don't be so vexed with Lestrade. It cannot be all that bad." "Not that bad, Watson. It is appalling. I have only so much time and so much room in my brain. I choose to devote both, indeed my entire existence, to the solving of crimes that have some sort of intelligence behind them. I am not in the business of tracking down some lunatic madman who belongs in Bedlam." "The press is saying it is not a man, but a woman," I said. "Then not a mad woman, either. Why did you agree to take on the case? I thought you had turned down both Lord Backwater and the secretary. What happened?" He stopped pacing and slumped into his familiar armchair. "This is what Lestrade sent me." He handed over a note to me.